Thank you. Miss, I'm Lieutenant Exley. I'm sorry to have to ask you this. I need to know what time they left you.
Get her to the hospital.
I realize this is difficult.
Give your career a rest. Leave her alone.
A naked guy with a gun? You expect anyone to believe that?
Get the fuck away from me.
How's it gonna look in your report?
It'll look like justice. That's what the man got. Justice.
You don't know the meaning of the word, you ignorant bastard.
Yeah? Well, you think it means getting your picture in the paper. Why don't you go after criminals for a change instead of cops?
Stensland got what he deserved, and so will you.
Oh. try to see. Call him.
Yeah. Okay, I will. Information? I want the number of the Hollywood police station. Okay, I got it. Thanks.
Wait a minute, Vera. You wouldn't do that.
Oh, wouldn't that? I'll show you if I would.
Take it easy now. Let's talk this over. This was early in the evening, and the conversation, while hectic, was at least pitched low. But as the minutes passed, and more obstacles to her plan popped into my head, the air got blue. Each word coming from our lips cracked like a whip. I reminded her that as Charles Haskell, I didn't even know my mother's name, where I'd gone to school, the name of my best friend, whether I had an Aunt Emma or not, my religion, and if I had ever owned a dog. I didn't even know what my middle initial stood for. I also pointed out that the real Haskell had a scar on his forearm.
His people never saw that scar. He told me he ran away right after putting out the kid's eye.
Yeah, but his father knew he was cut. There had to be some kind of a mark.
So what? The old man's dead, or will be, I hope, by tomorrow morning's papers. Anyway, you could cut yourself a little, couldn't you? Boy, for that kind of dough, I'd let you cut my leg off.
You're drunk and you're crazy mad, Vera. Turn in if you want to, but I won't get mixed up in this. Besides, how do we know Haskell was such a phony? Maybe it wasn't the man's son at all. Maybe he just dreamed it up.
Well, dream it or not, you won't be dreaming when the law taps you on the shoulder. There's a cute little gas chamber waiting for you, Roberts. And I hear extradition to Arizona's a cinch. Where's that phone?
Vera!
Leave me alone!
Vera!
I want a phone call, police. I hate you, you stinker. You leave me alone.
I'll let you alone. You promise to leave the phone where it is. You're drunk. You don't know what you're doing.
You're hurting me.
Will you promise?
All right. You hurt me.
I'm sorry, but...
It's hot in here. Open up a window.
It's not hot.
Don't tell me. Now, do you do it or do I do it?
You're no gentleman, see?
Yeah. All right, I'll open up the window. Vera, open the door. Please open the door. Vera, open the door. Don't use the phone. Listen to me.
I don't like you, Roberts. You're no gentleman, see? You hurt my hand, and I'm going to get even with you.
If you don't open the door, I'm going to kick it down, Vera. Vera, don't call the cops. Listen to me. I'll do anything you say. Vera, let me in. I'll break the phone. Skeptics. I know. I'm one myself. In the Haskell business, how many of you would believe he fell out of the car? And now, after killing Vera without really meaning to do it, how many of you would believe it wasn't premeditated? In a jury room, every last man of you would go down shouting that she had me over a barrel and my only out was force. The room was still. So quiet that for a while I wondered if I'd suddenly gone deaf. It was pure fear, of course. And I was hysterical. But without making a sound. Vera was dead. And I was her murderer. Murderer. What an awful word that is. But I'd become one. I'd better not get caught. What evidence there was around the place had to be destroyed. From the looks of things, there was plenty. Looking around the room at things we'd bought was like looking into the faces of 100 people who'd seen us together and who remembered me. This was the kind of testimony I couldn't rub out. No. I could burn clothes and hide bottles for the next 5 years. There'd always be witnesses. The landlady, for one. She could identify me. The car dealer, the waitress in the drive-in, the girl in the dress shop, and that guy in the liquor store. They could all identify me.
done for. I had to get out of there. While once I'd remained beside a dead body, planning carefully how to avoid being accused of killing him, this time I couldn't. This time I was guilty. I knew it. Felt it. I was like a guy suffering from shock. Things were whirling around in my head. I couldn't make myself think right. All I could think of was the guy with the saxophone and what he was playing. It wasn't a love song. It was a dirge.
An action for my mind. Do I exist? Who am I? What am I like? Am I good? How many hands do I have? Am I the Buddha? What do I want? Do I believe in God? Do I believe in anything? In someone? Could I kill? Have I killed? Is it possible to kill the soul? What does the soul look like? Does communism make any sense? Who is my enemy? Do I love animals? Am I the master of my own brain? Do I know the way to the Promised Land? What is the Promised Land? Whom should I thank? What is justice? Why do dreams resemble reality so little? Do I love my dog? Do I have the right to own something? Do I have the right to decide upon anything? What are Sodom and Gomorrah? What is exhibitionism? Do I love Lenin? Why doesn't the world belong to me? Is a bird my friend? Could I make love to a dandelion? Is James Bond my ideal? Are you my ideal? Is Hitler my ideal? Who are you? Can someone born in a stable be God? Do you love Jan Hus? Did Marx know how to play marbles? Could I make love to my long hair? Is yoga something like masturbation? Is masturbation something like faith in dreams? Is it beautiful to lose your own gravitas? Is an abortion a funeral? Am I more handsome than others? Is my hand worth as much as yours? How much is your hand worth? How much is your stomach worth? Does your stomach have wings? Is prostitution the science of hygiene? When will you rise from the dead? What's your name? When were you born? Is it good to be a fish? Is it beautiful to be a fish? Is it useful to be a fish? Are associations dangerous? Will my death change anything? Will your death change anything? Did my birth change anything? Where does the infinite end? Where does the infinite begin? Can an egg sing? Is the flight of a butterfly music? Does quantum theory influence the length of my life? Does the number of good deeds I've done influence the length of my life? Is it possible not to go mad before death? Is it possible not to kill in war? Is it difficult to be a messiah? Is it possible to kill the same person twice? Is it possible to manufacture love? Is it possible to put a price on death? Is it possible to manufacture joy? Is it possible to put disappointment in cans? What's the difference between me and my shadow? How would a label on the can look with three caresses? Who does heaven look like? Is my cat God? Is the dance of the molecules aesthetic? In what way does your body differ from an altar? Are you more than the earth? Are you less than the earth? In what way does birth differ from death? Is Moscow far away? Would Van Gogh have been my friend? Can my eye swim in your eye? Why can't I write a new Bible? Can feelings be materialized? Is it possible to forget absolutely? Are red clothes beautiful? Can I have a body of lace? Do I have the right to hate? Why do I love the apostles? Does anything resemble your movements? Does anything remember your unspoken words? Isn't that which hides behind the surface of your glances the universe? Am I not the universe? What are the true names of things hidden? How does one solve a quadratic equation? Are you afraid of silence? Are the rays that fall from a July sky on a summer evening cheaper than the rays that burst forth from blinding white snow on a January morning? Do you like your name? Do you like my name? To whom do I belong? Who has the right to decide about me? Who confers such a right? Where do dreams blossom? Where do dreams not wilt? In which sea do only golden fish swim? To whom do the stars belong? In what places on earth is happiness concentrated? Is it beautiful to die?
Thank you very much.
Nothing too much, nothing deficient. Dismantle and put together till one gets intensity. With the centuries the theater has bourgeoisified, the cinema, photograph theater, shows how far. We were two figures in a wood. There are many truths. There is no such thing as the truth. The fox ran out of his hole. That the grape seemed fatter, smoking through green and smoking blue. You said, but they are not parts of a truth. We said we stood alone. Then the tree at night began to change. It was when you said, the world must be measured by I. It was at that time that the silence was largest, the fragrance of the autumn warmest, and longest the night was roundest. Snakes and gold and lice. The idols have seen lots of poverty, but not the truth. Words are not forms of a single word. It was when I said, in the sum of the parts, there are only the parts. Closest and strongest. Thank you.
qu'à un moment ou à un autre, elles sont toutes...
Évidemment, les situations sont toujours différentes. Si on a cet instrument-là, à droite, à gauche, l'analyse de l'objet ne se situe pas au même niveau cérébral. Et peut-être c'est ça, l'organisme.
Mais tu disais que tu es plus hésitante pour aborder une femme qu'un homme. Moi, c'est souvent le contraire.
Moi, c'est parce qu'au départ, je me fous un peu de ce qui va penser de moi, si tu veux. Si ça marche pas, ça marche pas. Je suis très intimidée par une femme parce que je la place sur un piédestal. Non, moi, à tous les niveaux, à partir du moment où j'ai une certaine émotion, je me bloque complètement. Donc je désire vraiment, très très fort, quelque chose. Je suis bloquée. Dans la rue, il m'arrive de m'arrêter ou de me retourner. Et si j'arrive à avoir un sourire, qu'une femme me renvoie un sourire dans la rue, j'en suis tout émue et ça me fait ma journée, quoi. si on peut parler.
Tu n'essayes pas d'aller au-delà dans ces cas-là?
C'est arrivé, mais tout le monde est tellement perdu dans sa vie. On est pressé.
Vice President, California.